Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Escape from the Center of the Earth, Center of the Earth, Book 3, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. They laughed at him, all of them. But he had been right. Arkady Saknussov held his arms wide, face turned heavenward, and basked in the hot red glow from the boiling ceiling miles above. Stretched out before him, a near-endless sea sparkled with its reflected crimson, amber, and fiery highlights. Things swam languidly in its warm primordial depths, some hidden just below the surface, and some lifting long snouts above the waterline to bellow in bass-deep calls of mating or warning. What a wondrous world, he thought, and closed tired eyes, sat down, and drew in a deep breath, inhaling the scents of a brine ocean, drying seaweeds on a shimmering black shoreline, and a hint of primordial sulfur. A far cry from the frozen Russia he had left behind. How long ago? Weeks, months, years? It didn't matter anymore. Saknussov suddenly opened eyes rimmed with a touch of madness and jerked to his feet to stand rod straight. In the year 1485, I claim this land in the name of Ivan III, first Tsar and true ruler of all Russia. He slapped hands over his mouth, eyes rolling, and he jerked back down, sniggering. Shut up, fool, they'll hear you. After another moment, satisfied he was still alone, he exhaled in a long sigh. This place had taken its toll on his body and mind, but at least he still lived, unlike his team that were all now gone. Some had fallen from heights, some drowning, some simply vanishing in the labyrinths, and some dying the most horrible deaths from strange infections, or by the tooth and claw of the terrible things that inhabit this inner world. Death would come for him as well soon, and he looked down at himself. He was nearly destroyed. His clothing was just tattered rags. His stick-like arms and legs were covered in abrasions and open sores, and the broken bones in two of his fingers had erupted through the skin. Saknussov decided to just watch the sea for a while. He already knew he'd never make it back to the surface, never be able to talk to anyone about his wondrous discoveries. And worse, he'd never be able to warn anyone. He looked up at the hellish red sky. Don't follow me. He lowered his gaze. For God's light does not reach down here. But he knew they would come, one day, because curiosity was an irresistible drug, and in the end, just as deadly.